As the 200th anniversary of Darwin's birth approaches, he was born on exactly the same day as Abraham Lincoln, February 12, 1809. More and more magazine articles and books are focusing on evolution. Since one of the interesting questions of evolution is how feathers could possibly have evolved, I've been looking into our current understanding. Feathers are unique modifications of the outer skin of birds. Their closest evolutionary relative is the reptilian scale. In comparison, bird feathers are much softer and more flexible, extremely lightweight but strong, and are excellent at insulating against cold and heat. No one knows for sure why feathers evolved, whether it was for insulation, flight, or display. But right now, paleontologists are focusing on how feathers evolved. Rather than working backwards, starting with function of existing feathers, they've been looking at the embryology of scales in reptiles and feathers in birds and getting some fascinating insights. Researchers used to believe that feathers started out as scales that little by little became frayed. But developmental biologists point out that feathers begin not as flat but as tubular structures. Both feathers and reptilian scales start development in the epidermis. Virtually all reptilian scales are composed of alpha or beta keratin, but feathers are composed of phi keratin, a distinct subset of beta keratin not found in any non-bird animal tissue except alligator claws. Evolutionary biologists do place alligators on an offshoot branch in the evolutionary tree that led to birds. Perhaps a mutated gene directing development of phi keratin was the first step leading to feather development. In modern bird development, all the cell divisions that produce a feather take place within a tubular sheath, first producing the central stem of the feather, next the barbs that form the feather's two sides or veins, and finally the barbules that connect them. Until the sheath crumbles off, the entire feather is tubular. All reptilian scales develop on a plane rather than within a tube. In 2000, scientists in France found primitive feathers encased in amber from 100 million years ago. Although they haven't determined yet if those feathers came from birds or dinosaurs, this is an exciting discovery that may lead to better understanding of the structures of early feathers and may lead scientists to more carefully look for other preserved feathers within amber. In 2006, in Bavaria, scientists found fossils of an unusually intact theropod dinosaur about 150 million years old. The specimen includes sections of fossilized skin around the tail and hind limbs with clear scales and no evidence of feathers, despite the fact that the dinosaur's Jurassic Age contemporaries from the same group were feathered. So clearly not all theropods had feathers. Even as we put together some pieces of the puzzle, we keep discovering new gaps in our understanding. Every branch of modern biology stands on the theory of evolution. The information that biologists need to develop antibiotics, understand various diseases, and make all manner of other biological advances are rooted in the theory of evolution. Serious biologists have no doubts about the reality of evolution, even as they continue to question how and when various evolutionary paths branched out. It's thrilling to live at a time when so much new research is filling in these gaps. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.